Thank you for tuning in to the Covenant Podcast, a podcast dedicated to the teaching and preaching of God's Word. The Covenant Podcast is a ministry of Covenant Baptist Church located in Indianapolis, Indiana. And now, here is today's speaker.
There is one that is true that tells us and teaches us about the truth of the condition of man, his fallenness. This sobering thought is amplified many times over when you consider that it is estimated that over 150,000 people will die today across the entire world. Works out to nearly two every second. And Jesus said, of these people, many are following the broad way. Many find it. It's a sobering thought. If this does not awaken us from our spiritual lethargy that has overcome Christianity today, then we are even colder and more distant than I fear we are. If that does not change the way we think, if that does not change the way we work, if that does not change the way we arise in the morning and beg God to be with us. I've been reading and listening some about George Whitefield, a man used of God, but just a man. We don't want to exalt him, but he said this, one of the men that God used to bring the great awakening to our country, he would begin, many times people said when he would begin by saying this, I have come here to talk to you about your souls. I have not come here to talk to you. He wouldn't say this, this is me now. We should not come, preachers, merely to talk about your marriage, about your finances, about your jobs, about your dreams in this life, about your hopes and about your leisure activities. We have come here to talk to you today about your soul. Too many preachers are talking today about marriage and money and dress and not here to talk to you about how you dress. We're not here to talk about your denomination. We're not here to talk about your self-esteem. We're not here to talk about your education or lack thereof or your happiness here on earth in the body and not your eternal soul. This is what we are to be about, to telling the world there's one way. One way. In Christ, we have the only source of grace and truth. Have you come to Him and trusted in His fulfillment of the law that you cannot fulfill so that you might be justified in the sight of God? Have you cried out to God for mercy and grace and had your heart changed so deeply that you long for nothing more than to please Him and walk in His ways in your life? Have you followed some other substitute? Some other path that won't upset people around you? That won't cost you friends? That won't cost you your money? It won't cost you to sacrifice in this life? Have you chosen something else? And then for those of us who do know Him, may we have a renewed energy around this. God, you are the only source of grace and truth, and I follow you. And finally today, verse 18, He is the only way to God. No one has ever seen God, the only God, who is at the Father's side. He has made Him known, and there we have it. The verse that will divide all men in all ages, in all places. This verse proclaims with no unapologetic tone, no softness of voice, no attempt to conceal its truth. There is only one way to know God, and that is through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only God, but He who is at the Father's side, He's made Him known. Hebrews, talking about this, tells in verse 12 of chapter 10, when Christ had offered for all time a single sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God. So John, when he speaks of he who is at the Father's side, makes him known. We know he's speaking of Jesus. Romans 8:34, who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. There's no confusion here. There's no trickiness to the Greek text. There's no difficulty in translation. It is as clear as the noonday sun. On a cloudless day, there's one way. The world's trouble with this verse is not in its interpretation. It is with its submission. Your trouble with this verse is not in its interpretation. It's not in understanding. A child understands this. Your trouble is your unwillingness to submit to its truth. The world doesn't really have a problem with Christianity, by the way, that does not claim the exclusive path to God through Christ alone. This is so important. So long as you proclaim Jesus is merely a way, your preference, one among many, they're not going to resist you too harshly. But claim that Jesus is the way, the only way, and you'll be hated by many and rejected by many more. When the preacher or the Christian are not willing to be hated and rejected by men, they will not stand on this foundation rock upon which the entire Christian faith and message of God to man in Scripture is built. Instead, they will run from this passage. They will attempt interpretive gymnastics to soften the blow. They will lower their voices rather than raise them to sound the alarm that is so necessary for fallen man. There's one way out of this world into heaven, and it's Jesus Christ. And we must stand upon this foundation rock, or we will find ourselves falling and unknown to the world and unknown to history and falling by the wayside, as our nation seems to be choosing to do. To proclaim Christ as simply one way among many others is to preach another gospel. It is to preach a made-up Jesus. A kinder, gentler Jesus who's much more palatable to a lost and unholy and offended world. Who are in danger even now of eternal destruction in hell. The truth of the matter is simple. Jesus is the only way to God. He is the only source of grace and truth. He is the only way to heaven, to life, to peace, to safety, to love, to meaning and purpose in life. And if he is not proclaimed in this way, he is not proclaimed at all, but merely a figment of someone's imagination. You ever known somebody who maybe has some notoriety and you didn't know them personally before that, and they were just a person who had some notoriety, and then you got to know them and you realized that the outward didn't always reflect who that person really was? When people proclaim a Christ who is not the only way, they're going to find Jesus in front of them one day saying, "Depart from me, I never knew you." You may have thought you knew me, but you didn't. He's the only way. To preach Christ other than this, and I'm coming to a close, to preach Christ as anything else but the only way is to preach some other gospel. And Paul says in Galatians to the Galatian church, even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to the one we preach to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone is preaching to you a gospel contrary to the one you've received, let him be accursed. Without a doubt, The gospel the Galatians received was the gospel that Christ himself preached, that he was the only way, that John here echoes, he is the only way. Jesus is the only light of the world. Jesus is the only source of life. Jesus is the only way to God. So may we learn to close our eyes. And I want you to think about this as we come to this close. I just have a few scriptures I want to read and I'll be done after this. Close your eyes, if not actually, at least in your mind's eye, close your thoughts off to everything else. 100 years from right now. 100 years from right now, we realize everyone in this room will be dead. Everyone in this room will be in eternity. Time and opportunity would have eternally slipped from our grasp, and whatever we did in this life lies unchangeable forever and ever. There's only one way on this side of eternity to get to the next one where there's peace and hope and life, and that's Jesus. And the good news of the gospel is this. He has made God known. There is a crescendo effect here in these verses. Jesus is the only God who became man. Jesus is the only Son of God. Jesus is the only source of truth and grace. Jesus is the only way to God. When the church and when the preacher remains faithful to this gospel, then lives will be changed, families will be changed, churches will be changed, and nations will be changed. But trade this gospel for another, and nothing will be changed at all. So what about you? Does the fact that Jesus is the only way, the only truth, the only life, and the only way to God cause you to rejoice because you have found him and you know him? Does it hasten you back to that day when he changed you and you felt peace in your heart? Or does this message from John, as he describes the word and as we've talked today, does it cause fear and trembling in your heart? Then go to Christ and look to Jesus. Repent of your sin and trust Christ. John spurs all to action who have not yet found Christ when he reminds us that though unseen, God is not unknowable, because the only Son of God has revealed him. God is unseen, but he is not unknown to those who know the only Son of God. No one has ever seen God, the only God, who is at the Father's side. He has made him known. And just a few verses and I'm finished. But I exhort you, I encourage you to listen to the Spirit of God if he's working in your heart, lost and saved alike. We are dealing with eternal truth today. And listen to the Scripture from the Old Testament to the New. Psalm 42, verse 2. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? Isaiah 55, 1. Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and he who has no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. John 6, 35. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. And finally, Revelation chapter 22, 17. The Spirit and the Bride say, come. And let the one who hears say, come. And let the one who is thirsty come. Let the one who desires to take away of life, excuse me, let the one who desires take the water of life without price. There's only one way. But the good news is that one way is available if you'll come and trust him and just follow him. This one way, the only way.
We hope you have enjoyed listening to today's program. please visit us at www.covenantmbc.com to access our podcast archive and learn more about the ministry of Covenant Baptist Church. Visit us on our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/covenantinindy.